What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
All right. Happy New Year. You know what time it is. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Thank you, Peter Blake, my producer. You're driving home. You're saying, what is Hollywood Connections all about? It's about connecting you into show business. And we have a film director that will be on the line in just a second. We have an amazing man from Fort Lauderdale. Mr. Wade will be with us. And before we start our interviews, we're going to go. We had Donnie Most on last week from Happy Days. And we promised him we'd play his swing band music because that kicks off this music for the new year. And enjoy this. Yes, that's from where he was from.
We actually have him on the line.
Donnie's on the phone?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Dawn.
Hey, Donnie. We're going to have to make you a part of the show. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, I think so.
Very cool. Did you have a good New Year?
Yeah, it was nice, a little quiet. I mean, my wife and I went over to some friend's house. They had a few people over, and I like it like that. I don't like to get too nuts on New Year's. I like the intimate kind of gatherings, you know?
Especially, I know. But that's what we did, family, and that was fun with grandkids. Yeah, I say grandkids and children, and
oh, wow.
I know, all that fun stuff. We have some beauty queens. We definitely want to have you next week even more time, Donnie, really about your acting career and more
sure.
Music to play. But stay tuned, everybody. I know you're driving. You're so excited to hear this music. And I just sent it, Peter, guess what? I sent his music to Lola today about for the music of your life to have it played during those shows, the national syndicated show.
Good job.
I know. So let's go to his one song we have, and we'll be right back. Donnie Most, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Saint-Simon, lovers sailed out in France when they thrilled to romance. It means that it's so good. Lightest embrace, and if you only would be my all for the rest of my days, I would whisper this phrase. Say, c'est bon. Oh, baby, c'est bon. My chérie, c'est bon. C'est bon. C-Bone. I'm saying Tracy. One more time, C-Bone.
Okay, and we're back. And Donnie, I actually have a comic that just popped in. He's going to be here. Do you know you're going to be with me for 2 hours, Greg?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Well, say hello to Donnie Most.
Hi, Donnie. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thanks. How are you doing?
Good. I'm a big fan. I've been following your career for many, many years.
Oh, well, that's great to hear. Thank
absolutely.
You.
Yes. Always. I especially like the little bit that they did on Family Guy regarding you, which I thought was interesting.
I didn't see that.
It was very funny. Very funny.
It was.
Yeah, and that was me. I did the voice. You know, I did my own.
I kind of figured as much. Yes.
Yeah. Well, if you know, they asked me if they were going to do it whether I agreed to it or not. You know.
That sounds like them. Yes, absolutely.
Well, tell Donnie what you do.
Well, Donnie, I'm actually a mentalist here in the Tampa Bay area. I do a comedy mind reading act.
Ooh.
So think Kreskin with a sense of humor. No, I'm joking. I've actually met Kreskin. He's actually a very, very sweet man.
Now, that's funny because I did a movie called The Great Buck Howard. Did you see that movie?
I don't think that I have, actually.
Oh, well, you should.
I will.
John Malkovich played a guy that was sort of based on Kreskin, and he played like a mentalist. And I had a scene with Malkovich in the film. It's a good movie, but you would enjoy it since from what you're telling me, what you do, you definitely should check it out. I'm sure you could see it on Netflix or something like that. The Great
Absolutely.
Buck Howard.
I'll definitely check that out. And you know, the man who's actually responsible for me getting into that, you've actually had some dealings with.
Oh, the Amazing Randy? Maybe?
Absolutely. He was actually the very first magician that I actually saw up close and personal. And I could always figure out how most magic trick works. And then I met him, and I couldn't figure it out. And I was a little baffled, and I was honestly irritated beyond words. So I ended up picking up a magic book and slowly learning and learning and learning and learning and looking at all these different types of magic. And yeah, he was a very, very nice, very sweet man. And if you haven't seen it, he actually has a documentary on him called An Honest Liar.
Ooh.
Oh, I'll have to check that out.
That's actually on Netflix.
Ooh.
Oh, interesting. Cool.
Well, Donnie, you know, I have all your movies that you've been in here. I Googled everything, you know, over the week. But, you know, my favorite movie that you were in was Stewardess School.
Really? You saw it, huh?
Well, see, I used to be a flight attendant for G4s and, with Laker Bahamas. And that was one of my favorite movies. I think on eBay, they have still VHS. That tells you how long ago this movie was.
Yeah, well, it was a pretty funny movie. You know, it was one, unfortunately, you know, it was definitely, you know, kind of a lowbrow humor, but it was really well done and funny, and I had a great time doing it. And a lot of people really liked it. Unfortunately, it kind of got caught in between the cracks, and it was at the studio that the guy who gave it the green light, he wound up, I don't know what happened, but he was no longer the head of the studio when it was time for this movie to get released, and then somebody else came in and it had a totally different agenda of the kind of films they were going to be doing, and this was not in his radar at all. So it never really got released, you know, on a theatrical level. And the crazy thing is that it tested really well, because I remember going to one of the test screenings, and the audience loved it. I mean, they were loving it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it was really unfortunate that, it was more of a political thing, and the movie never, you know, you probably saw it on cable or something like that, I'm imagining, right?
I had the VHS. I mean, I think all of our flight attendants would get together and watch it and laugh and go, this was our airline.
You know? Oh, my God. That must have been great for all of you to watch that together.
It was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was a memory maker. But in the meantime, Donnie, I have another surprise for you. I have a film director from Fort Lauderdale, and he has Joe Marie Payton in his movie from Family Matters and some other stars. And Mr. Wade, are you there?
I am here. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thank you for being patient. Did you ever watch the TV show Happy Days?
I grew up on it. Hey,
well, I'd like you to say hello to Donnie Most. He's on the air with us.
Hey, hello. How's it going, sir?
Oh, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I am wonderful. You know, I can't call it. Trying to keep the best out of my pockets. I'm a big fan, man. That's pretty much what all of us 80s babies grow up with.
So are you making this movie now, or did you finish it?
We've already finished. It's really a kind of a revolutionary kind of film that starring myself and Joe Murray Payton and Clyde Lockhart from the 80s, Debbie Gibson.
Uh-huh. And is it a comedy? Is it a drama, or what is it?
It's actually called A Warrior's Path, and it's a sci-fi thriller.
Oh, interesting. Cool. Well, congratulations. That's great.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and then he has, like I said, Joe Marie Payton, and she's been a friend of ours for a long time when we had our production company down in Fort Lauderdale, and that's where we had met back time. You know, but, and we, before we go, we have another, before Donnie goes, I know that we want to talk to Mr. Wade on some great things. And Donnie, I'd like to invite you next week because of your acting career and everything with a lot of my reporters saying, I want to interview him.
Sure.
Are you open to call back next week?
Okay, yeah, no, we could do that. Let's, you know, you and I will figure out the time and the date and time, and we'll do it.
Awesome. I just have a favor. I'm going to ask you live on the air. What I sent you today, I said, can you say, hi, I'm Donnie Most from Happy Days, and you're listening to Dawn Reese with Hollywood Connections.
Sure. Hi, I'm Donnie Most from Happy Days, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connection.
Thank you, Donnie. I just made you do live on there. Peter, we're going to tape that. We'll play that as well next week. Awesome. And Peter, say hi to Donnie.
What's up, Donnie? How you doing?
Good to talk to you again, Peter.
Yeah, good to talk to you, too. Good thing your new year was great. That's how I feel, too. Spend it with family more than anything else and go out. So.
Yeah. I don't like to go out too much anymore. And it's too crazy out there, you know?
It's really crazy out there.
But we like to sit home and listen to your music. And before we go to Mr. Wade, and we want to thank Donnie for calling in, let's play his other one, Blue Skies.
Cool.
We have it. And then, Donnie, give your website so people can go to your website.
Yeah, DonnieMost.com.
There you go, DonnieMost.com. And, Donnie, we'll look forward to having you call in next week. Thank you for calling in, and God bless. Thank you.
Take care.
You too.
Smiling at me, nothing but blue skies. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now from now on, those blue skies.
And we're back and enjoying that. Now we have Mr. Wade on the phone. Thank you so much. Mr. Wade, I hope you're enjoying. That's Donny Most's music.
Hey, I'm loving it.
Isn't that great?
I love it.
Hey, we have to put that one of your movies, some of his music.
I would love that. That would be awesome.
I know. So I'll have to hook you two up afterwards. You know, and we're talking about Hollywood connections, and this show is really helping people. And, you know, Donnie had a good connection with Creed Warner from Glory Studios. I guess they had an hour talk on some things, so we're really excited about that. And, you know, we have a testimony coming in later with what's happening, of how many people are getting connected and following through. You know, Mr. Wade, I opened the door of opportunity, and you're a film director, and you've got a movie. And I want to actually go to your trailer, Peter. We have his trailer, right? And everybody stay tuned. You can hear his trailer, and we'll be right back because we're going to play that for you. All righty?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. Hold on.
I'm a teacher.
Keith.
Audio Jungle.
A husband.
Where's my husband?
Keith Wade.
I'm Dr. Washington. I'll be treating Keith.
You will release my husband, and you will release him now, or I will tear this place down. Do you understand me?
Soon I'll be a father. Ever since that woman met me in the park, my life has been a nightmare. I've seen things. Bad things. Things you wouldn't believe. Things that I don't believe. You're gonna hear things about me. Don't believe them. I'm a good person. I believe in God, and I'm not crazy.
The devil is alive.
Shouldn't talk about the devil.
Come on. I die today. Please tell my daughter that her father wasn't crazy. I know you don't believe that I've seen the things I've seen. But you will.
This is Michael. I'm the owner of Newark and Tub and Tile Reglazing. We offer refinishing for all your needs, including bathtubs, showers, sinks, multi-flat countertops, cabinets, and even floors. We offer a 5-year warranty, so please give us a call for a free estimate at 727-313-8811. That's 727-313-8811. Or visit us at ClearwaterTubAndTileRefinishing.com. Thank you.
Okay, that was a trailer, and that was a commercial to pay our bills as well here at Tan Talk Radio. So in the meantime, say hello to Mr. Wade.
How you doing, Mr. Wade?
Hey, how are you?
Good. My name is Greg Raven.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. So you're over in Fort Lauderdale?
I am driving through Fort Lauderdale as we speak.
I love Fort Lauderdale. We're over here in Tampa Bay. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. I have a lot of family in Chicago, and they every time I talk to them, they hate talking to me about the weather. Yes.
So what I'm super excited about with your film, because we know Jo Marie Payton from Family Matters, and you know, Jo Marie and I were going to do a class together. She's going to do something, but she's doing so many things in Fort Lauderdale and traveling all over, and I've tried to get her on the air with us, but since she's in your movie, tell us, what does she play?
Well, Jo Marie plays a 114-year-old time traveler from the future.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Yes.
Nice.
She's actually come 100 years into my past to protect my grandmother, my mother, and now me.
Oh, that's
And she's done all of that in order to tell me a story that I will in turn turn into a novel. And 300 years from now, everything that I've written in the novel will come to pass.
Oh, wow.
Very interesting.
Well, I'm reading more of your bio that I posted on social media, and I love this because as an award-winning director, Wade has been recognized for several times, you know, his work in The Big Chair on both screen, and you've been honored in so many things, you know, I mean, from the Florida University in 2008 short films. So how long have you been a director?
I have been a director, I want to say about 20 years now.
Okay.
I don't look it, but I have.
No, you don't. You look like a soap opera star.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm like, is he in General Hospital? But no. But, you know, I'm looking down here and I see, you know, Are you going to be doing other films coming up? Because with my show, a lot of people will say, and they're watching live on Facebook as well, and they're saying, you know, Dawn, I'm an actor. I have a headshot, or, you know, as yourself, you know, Greg, can I send photos over to this director for maybe his next film?
Absolutely. We're actually, I'm currently a professor at Florida Memorial University.
Ooh. Yeah. Very cool. Okay.
Thank you.
And, that was cute.
Yeah.
And we just launched our web series starring primarily my students, but we're opening it up with definitely with season, the end of season one and going into season two, we'll be opening it up to other actors to come and join this bandwagon, I suppose, that the fans will kind of increase. It's going to be an amazing show. I'm an old school sci-fi head, so a lot of my work kind of delves into that genre.
Very cool. So, you know, what is your website? Where can people write you? Your Facebook? Because I know it goes to podcast and live video feed after this, so, you know, they're always taking notes afterwards. And can you give that information?
Yes, absolutely. You can contact me at Keith C. Wade on Facebook.
Okay. And then
for Warriors Pass, also has a fan page, the official Warriors Pass fan page on Facebook of Warriors Pass. And coming in February, the film, which is kind of a new invention that I've come up with, I call it a very immersive entertainment experience, where it's not just a film, it's a novel as well. So as you read through the novel, every chapter will have a scene from what you're reading about. So
Ooh.
It's a totally different situation.
Nice. That's a really, I remember Alice Cooper had something similar to that many years ago. He had an album and he had a comic book that went along with it.
Yeah, if you've ever seen Alice Cooper in person, he can still rock at 64
Absolutely.
Years old.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable. But I had a question for you, Mr. Wade. How was it to work with Deborah Gibson? Or she's known to many people as Debbie Gibson. Is this the same one? Yeah.
Yes, the same one.
Oh, wow.
Debbie has been, I'm an 80s kid. So growing up, I loved Debbie Gibson. Out of the blue, Shake Your Love.
Who didn't?
Got a point.
It was something that it was just, I loved her like a sister, really. And so I had an opportunity to contact her management. And I just said, you know what?
Do we have a song?
Asking is free. So I asked her, I said, you've been my idol forever. Would you be in my film? And to my surprise, but not really surprised, she said, absolutely.
Wow.
That's cool.
And from that point to this very day, like I just called her, like, hey, Deb, I'm going to be on radio. She has become a friend. We've really become like family. I love Deborah with all my heart. She's just the most gracious, giving, talented woman. Everything I thought she was going to be, she was.
Well, we got a surprise because a lot of people are going, maybe, you know, the younger generation's like, who's Debbie Gibson? Well, listen to this. Hold on. Hold on, Mr. Wade. Hold on. Let's play that, Peter.
Every time I'm telling secrets, I remember how it used to be. And I realize how much I miss you. And I realize how it feels to be free. Now I see I'm not to no good. And I want to start again.
That was for you.
Thank you.
She still looks the same, by the way. It's kind of crazy. So,
yeah, she is. You know, and she's done a lot of stuff from Broadway. She was just recently on a Lifetime film. She's incredibly talented in everything you think that she is in terms of her personality and her giving spirit. It's absolutely genuine.
Wow. Well, I want to thank Eric Rowe for, you know, I had a couple guests that canceled. So, you know, of course, I'm always getting shows ahead of time. And I called Eric. Now, Eric Rowe is your good friend. And we had a production company in South Florida together. And I knew he actually was Pitbull's manager for a while and very heavily into the music industry.
And he's a producer on this film.
He didn't tell me that. That was really cool. Hi, Eric. We love that. I knew he's so good at what he does. So, how did you come up with Jo Marie Payton for that part?
Well, you know, Jo Marie, I've been on professionally on the stage since I was about 11 years old. The first play I ever did was A Raisin in the Sun, and Jo Marie was in that production. So she's been like a godmother to me my entire career.
Awesome. Well, we'd like to have some of this, actors from your movie call in, next week, or if we can get in touch with them and talk about how they met you and how they auditioned, because that's a big part of this show, the audition process and what it takes.
Absolutely. Auditioning is a job. Like, once we get the actual gig, that's the fun, but auditioning is our job.
Well, like, here's an example, Keith. Okay, my producer, Peter, he's an actor, but, he's a sports guy. He's got a sports show. So if you ever need an announcer, he's going to give his best shot for you right now. Okay, action, 3, 2, 1, Peter.
If you want to listen to the most entertaining sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area on Saturday afternoons from 3 to 5 on the Tantalk Sports Network, it's the Sports Web. Bring your passion, bring your excitement, just don't bring any nonsense. I'm your host, Peter Blake, giving you something to think about.
That's pretty good, man. You need to be on
ESPN. So, Keith, who is your favorite sport team?
I am a Miami Dolphin.
This week. Tannehill did not practice today, so they're going to have to go with Matt Moore. And they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. The beat the Pittsburgh Steelers is to run the ball, not turn over the ball. So hopefully that's a big test, though. You got to beat them again, and you got to go to Pittsburgh and beat them. That's going to be tough.
Yeah, a lot of people say we don't got much of a chance, but hey, that's why they play the game.
Well, no, absolutely, you got a chance because you got a running game and you got a defense. If you can get Jaye going and play DLG quarterback, don't lose the game with Matt Moore, don't turn over the ball, you got a chance, because I don't think Pittsburgh's defense is that great, but honestly, it's going to be a tough test. So, and the Dolphins have had a good year with the start that they had at the beginning of the year. What were they, 1-4 to be a playoff team?
1-4 to a 7-game winning streak.
Yeah.
And then ended the season, at 10-6, which is an amazing accomplishment based on what we were last year.
Sure, absolutely. With the new coach in Adam Gase, who's turned that thing all around. So, and even with Mario Williams on defense being a disappointment, defense is pretty strong, and an offense is getting there. Landry, your wide receiver, is so underrated. People don't talk about him. They talk about Odell Beckham and Mike Evans, but Landry, he's pretty good too.
I think we have a very formidable wideout with Best and Landry, and all we have to really do is ride the A-train, baby.
Yeah, that's it.
Do that.
That's it. Get on that running game, and if you can do that, you keep that offense, you keep the other opposing offense off the field, and you basically own time of possession. So,
Dawn, see what you started.
I did, and we're gonna have you calling on Peter's sports show on Saturdays. He's 2 hours.
People are gonna be switching the station. They're gonna be going, "What is this? I thought it was supposed to be Hollywood. What is this?"
And it's the evolution of sports talk radio, and the reason why, guys, is because we give you your own walk-up music. We let you call in twice, and we don't hang up on you like those other sports talk shows do.
There you go.
Yes, Keith, I'll give you his number to call in on Saturday too.
Absolutely, we can do play by play.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Sounds good.
So, Keith, what else would you like to say about your movie and your anything else from your heart that you'd like to say?
Well, what is Fat Alpha? You can look it up. Of course, you can find the trailer on YouTube right now. But we're going to roll everything out February 1st. And it's going to be an immersive entertainment experience like you've never had before. It's the first of a trilogy, A Warrior's Path, Alpha, A Warrior's Journey, and A Warrior's Destination.
Nice.
Fabulous. Are you doing a red carpet event anywhere by chance?
Yes, we will be doing a red carpet event in Miami in March. And it's going to be amazing. Joe Marie will be there, and hopefully Deb will find it in her schedule to be there as well.
Hey, since Eric is probably listening, and he actually produced all my interviews at the Fort Lauderdale Film Festival, can we ask to maybe be on the list for my reporters and me on the red carpet?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you. That's so awesome. And I hope if you're ever on this end of town, Keith, we'd love to invite you on our sailboat and come to the station and enjoy the show with us and just hang out at the station.
Absolutely. Just have the Dramamine ready, and I'm there.
Oh, we're good. We want to thank you so much, and we look forward to having some of your actors as well call in and talk about the movie and their parts and all that good stuff. And give your website one last time.
You can contact me on Facebook, Keith C. Wade. I'm the only one. And a Warriors Path official fan page. You can sign up and become a fan and hear about all the giveaways and the excitement that we're going to be generating as the book is released in February.
Okay, and if they're an actor out there, a singer, you know, scores for movies, anything like Donnie Most, we can send over as well.
Yeah,
you know,
hit me up on my Facebook page. That'll be awesome.
Fabulous. Oh, it's so good to hear your voice again. It's been years and years since we've been down in Hollywood over there. But we're
Thank
here at Hollywood Connections, Clearwater Beach. I am Dawn Reese. Thank you so much, Keith. Any last words?
When did you say the book is actually coming out?
The book is going to be released in February.
Excellent. Excellent. And who's the publisher?
It's going to be Wade Works Press.
Nice. I know some big science fiction fans out there who will definitely be into that. I'm
so
looking
much
at you, Laura Pizzi.
Super cool to have you on. Say hi to Mr. Rowe for me, and we'll look forward to having you here at the station and also getting you back on next week with some more of your actors.
Thank you so much, Don. I really appreciate it.
No problem. God bless. What a trailer, huh?
Absolutely.
Wow. Amazing. Okay, so in the meantime, I haven't introduced you exactly what you
That's
do.
That's okay.
I want to, and you're going to be at Sunny's Comedy Lounge this weekend.
Yeah.
And we love Sunny. We love Larry.
Yes.
I
Larry
do.
Larry is a wonderful, wonderful guy. I love him.
Larry.
Where's he been, by the way?
He has a new job.
Yes. Yes. He has. He's still doing the Tempe comedy as always, with that oh so smooth golden voice of his.
golden voice.
Well, I'll give you a kind of a hint. You know, everybody needs a job, and that's a good thing. And, you know, I mean, and Larry knows me because I saw the news the other day. I saw this bad school, you know, bus crash. I'm like, oh, shoot, that's Larry. But it wasn't.
No.
It wasn't.
Thank God.
I spoke to Larry just yesterday.
He didn't get his bus yet.
No. He's good. Larry is a wonderful guy. Love him to death. I wouldn't have been able to do this whole thing at the at Sonny's Lounge without him.
That's
so
right.
You
right.
know, he gave me an opportunity. I grabbed it, and they absolutely went crazy. So I'm hoping that we can capitalize on that.
You
Granted,
bet.
It's several months since I was there.
But you're going to be there this week.
Yes, I am there this Friday.
Right.
I have a show at 9:30 p.m. at Sonny's Lounge. For those of you who don't know, that's at the Sunset Point Cinema Cafe. Is that what they call
yes.
it these days?
Yes.
And so I'm really looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. I brought a few things for those of you out there and over there. If you guys want to see a little something, and we'll do a few things a little later on as the program goes on. But I am your loyal co-host for the evening. Absolutely. We'll have some fun tonight.
Perfect. Now, also, you know, Sunny's Comedy Lounge over there on Sunset Point Cinemas, they have great free popcorn. You know, I mean, popcorn is amazing. They've got, you know, from chicken.
Great
you know,
food.
Yes.
Great food. I always have the wings.
I know, me too.
I need to have the wings because now I'm getting hungry thinking about it.
They're good wings, and they've got it is a theater. I mean, a lot of people ask me, well, is it kid friendly and things like that? My show is kid friendly. It is absolutely. I mean, I don't cater to children. I actually despise most children's magic, to be honest with you. I think it's garbage, but that's just me. As far as, because what I do is mentalism, which looks like mind reading. I always tell people that I use my five senses to create the illusion of a sixth.
Okay, can you give us an example?
Absolutely.
All right.
I tell you what, let's do a little something. Now, can you pull up things on Facebook?
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. YouTube.
Yeah.
Sorry, my mistake. YouTube.
Sure.
Okay, we're going to try a little something with you right now.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
All right, I'm his assistant.
You're his assistant. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's try something. Now, are you familiar with Robert Frost?
Is he from Frozen?
Oh, he's covering his face in embarrassment and laughter at the same time. That's great. He was an American poet.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
That's okay. That's okay.
I am not into poetry, but now I know if you ask me again.
Yes. Do you know who Robert Frost is?
It's not Jack
now
Frost,
I do.
By the way.
Jack
yes,
Frost.
Not Jack Frost.
Robert yes,
Frost nipping at your nose is a totally different image.
Totally different.
I got to
yes.
tell you.
Yes.
Yeah, yes, he's an American poet.
Yes, clearly. Yes. Do you play cards?
Let it go.
I play Keno. Yes, I yes. play Keno.
Is that a note to Dawn here to just let it go?
From Frozen, yes.
No, I'm just saying, are you telling her to let it go?
No, I'm telling
her to
let
it go. Play that song. Okay.
I'm sure he could dig it up. I don't think that'd be a challenge for him at all.
Okay, so do I play cards? I play Keno.
Keno. Okay.
I like Keno, like nickel Keno at the casino.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. My favorite game is actually Pokino.
Okay.
I love Pokino. My girlfriend and her family, they play Pokino all the time. Every family gathering, we always play Pokino. I love Pokino. but I'm a big spaz.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're going to try a little something. I want you to think of a deck of cards.
Okay.
Okay. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to basically recite a poem for you.
Okay.
Okay. And at the end of it, I want you to, and while I'm reciting this little bit, this little portion of this poem, I want you to think of different cards in your mind.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want me to write them down?
No, you don't have to write them down. I just want you to simply think of it.
Okay.
Okay. So, and don't go with a favorite thing. I just want you to just kind of go by instinct.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So here we go. The woods are lovely, dark, and deep, and I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. Okay, that's
okay,
it.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Okay, I got you.
I know you were thinking, oh, God,
no,
it's going to take
listening.
5 minutes.
No, actually, this is reminding me of like old story time.
Yeah.
I want to hear the rest of the story.
Where's my rug at?
We got to bring that back to radio.
Yeah.
Where's your what?
Where's my little rug at? Little rug. Take it all the way back to like
there
kindergarten.
We go. There yeah. we go. Okay, kids, gather around. Yes, not quite that way.
No, it's, you know, how you drive in the car, you know?
Yeah.
You know, hear those stories.
You want to put people to sleep, don't you?
No. Let's not do that. No, everybody always asks me. They always say, "Well, do you hypnotize people?" And I say, "No, I try to keep my audiences awake." Thanks.
Okay, so, I'm listening. Okay, let's.
Okay,
let's,
so right. Have you got a card in mind?
I have a card in mind.
Okay, for the first time, what was the card you were thinking of?
Well, there were two cards, but I'm going to take the first
just
card.
Just choose one of them.
Okay, Ace of Diamonds.
Ace of Diamonds. Have you seen somebody do this before?
No.
That's crazy.
Why?
Okay. I want you to pull up on YouTube. I want you to look up, let's see, it would be Dr. Let's see.
It's for, I don't know what he's doing yet.
Dr. Alfred Singleton, I believe it was.
Okay.
And there should be a video. It's usually about a minute something long from Scam School. It's my buddy Brian Brushwood.
There's two videos here. We got one with 104, 139. Which one?
Go with the 104. That's fine.
All right.
And just play the audio.
Okay. We're listening to the audio.
Welcome back to Scam School. We are here at the Nomad Bar in Austin, Texas. And today we are talking to Dr. Alfred Singleton. Now, before we went to break, you said something that kind of blew my mind. It sounded like you were describing it sounded like mind control.
Well, actually, it is. Our studies of neurolinguistic programming have discovered deep structures in the human brain that can be accessed with linguistic triggers. We can actually put a thought into someone's mind.
Like against their will?
Yeah.
Do you have any examples?
We would read a poem by Robert Frost, The Woods Are Lovely, Dark and Deep, and I Have Promises to Keep and Miles to Go Before I Sleep. Then we would have them think of a card, and 100% of the time, every time, the card they thought of was the Ace of Diamonds.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. You stumped me. Oh my gosh. Isn't that amazing? Wow. Does he have like another like 20 videos about all the cards? Like, most of the time you hear the Jack of Diamonds. I mean,
right.
do you have like many other videos? Is that the no secret?
No, it's just that's what you chose. It's kind of cool.
I see that. But I mean, are there any YouTube videos like all the deck of cards?
No. It's.
I'm a reporter, so I was just curious.
That's fine. That's fine.
But I mean, that's really, really awesome. So where's your Facebook, your social media? Where can people see you?
Oh, the easiest way to find me would be on www.gregismental.com.
And how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for about 15 years now.
Okay.
Which in the world of magic, that's considered to be a newbie. But I learned from some of the best. As a matter of fact, it was, about 2 years ago now. They had a very, in the world of mentalism, which is what I do, they actually had a guy by the name of Richard Osterlund, who is a nationally known mentalist, come to town, and he did a lecture for a bunch of magicians. And it was really funny because at one point he was teaching guys how to bend silverware, which is one of my staple
effects. I've seen that, yeah.
A lot of people love that I do that. My mom, not so much, but that's another story.
Wow. So when you decided to do this, what intrigued you to do this?
As I was saying earlier, when I met Randy, I was reading up on all these different types of magic. There's fire magic, there's kids magic, there's stunts, there's escapes, there's all these different types out there. And I wanted to do something that was really unique. So I actually called up Randy and I said,
"Good for you."
I said, "Listen," I said, "you know what?" I said, "I've been studying magic." I said, "This is all your fault. And I want to get better at this, but I want to do something that's a little unique." I said, "I don't want to do fire because I don't want to catch myself on fire because I'm a klutz, you know?" And he says, "Okay." He says, "Well, have you ever heard of mentalism?" And I said, "Not really. Why?" And he says, "You should look into mentalism." And I said, "Okay." So we got into talking about it, and he says, "You should look at a guy by the name of Banachek." And I looked him up, and I got in contact with him, and he was actually part of something called Project Alpha. If anybody out there knows who that is, basically Project Alpha was where Randy and two kids, basically fooled a major university into believing that they had paranormal ability.
Interesting.
Yes.
Well, we have to get you over on our friends over there on Dead X Radio. They were just here with us. You know, they do a paranormal whole thing. They would love you on their show, too. I know Chance would love that. That would be cool. So where do you see yourself? Do you want to go to Vegas? I mean, what do you want to do?
Ideally, my goal is to get on the cruise lines, actually.
I may have some contacts with that.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah. Actually, you know,
sounds like you have contacts in everything. although I got to say, your keyboard needs some serious dusting. My God.
I know. That's to talk to Peter. I know. Everything is in there. Jesus. Yep. But in the meantime, he's cleaning my computer. But in the meantime, you're talking about cruises.
Yes.
FAN2C.com, the 19th through the 23rd, from Stranger Things, The Walking Dead. We're going to be on a cruise from here, Tampa to Key West to Cozumel. So if you were interested, put in Hollywood One. You can be on the cruise. But I'll be talking to some people about, entertainment.
Absolutely.
And there's some other friends that I know that, have the cruise line connections. So
I'm actually leaving on a cruise the day after my show.
Oh, where are you going?
I'm going to Cozumel and Grand Cayman.
Oh, on what cruise line?
Carnival.
Okay, I love Carnival.
Love Carnival.
See, I've never been on a cruise before. The only time I was on a cruise...
Oh, you'll have a blast.
Oh, yeah. No, the only time, honest to God, my listeners out there, I was on Speed 2 as a stand-in for The Blonde.
Okay.
You know, with Speed, yes. Sandra Bullock. Yes. Yes. And that was really fun with, UB40, and that was in Los Angeles back in the days, but that was my cruise moment. I was a stand-in, but no, I've been on the little gambling ships and stuff, but
right. No, the cruise ships are amazing. You will have so much fun, and I'll tell you a little more about that off the air.
Very cool. I know we have a caller on. Is that Jason by chance from Los Angeles?
Yes, it is.
Hey, it is.
Hey, Jason. Hi. Now, I want to introduce Jason. It was through one of my reporters. She found him, or he found her. And I call a workout guru on Facebook Live. You like to work out on Facebook Live and have everybody join in.
I love to work. Yeah, I love to work out on Facebook Live, and people get to see me sweat and do my thing and struggle through and be. And, I try to be really transparent and real when I'm working out. And I encourage everybody to watch that as well as join in if they want to.
Very cool. You did motivate me the other day because, I have a free treadmill from somebody that gave me like an $800 treadmill. And, of course, I have a condo, and it's in the middle of my two couches. And it's huge. I'm sure my mother-in-law would go, Oh my God, her feng shui is whacked.
By the way, that's a perfect place to put a treadmill because if you try to go sit down on the couch, you're going to trip over that treadmill. So you're going to have to get on the treadmill first before you get on the couch. So
that's right.
Genius.
That's true. And you know, my mother, when she was alive, Jason, she'd say, you know, put your tennis shoes on in the morning. You're going to want to feel like you're working out. So I have a picture of her saying next to me, put your tennis shoes on, Dawn. So, but the cool thing is, yeah, but here's Jason, it was really cool. I have a new thing where I have a smart TV and then you can put whatever workout video on treadmill. Mm-hmm. So my husband wakes up last night after a little nap and he goes, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm already in Europe right now. I'm walking.
Oh, there you go.
But it was really cool because you couldn't even tell that you were on for almost an hour,
right?
You know, right. Doing that. But
So motivation right there.
So what are you looking to do, Jason? Are you looking for people to, you know, sign up with your workout or?
Well, let me tell you, a number of years ago, I had been 219 pounds and I was going to my closet basically to find some clothes to wear for work. And I found that I was only wearing like the same outfit. I only had like two outfits I was wearing, you know, every other day to work. So I really got kind of bummed out and depressed about it and decided I wanted to do something about it. And that was basically kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back. So I ended up getting the Insanity Workout by Beachbody. Mm-hmm. And I did that for one routine through, and it's 60 days. And then I did it again, half of that. And I ended up being able to lose 50 pounds. I basically ate cleaner than I was eating. I wasn't eating perfect, you know. I still like a slice of pizza here and there, but I cleaned up my eating and I did that workout. And then after that, after losing 50 pounds, I thought, you know what? I want to see if I can help other people do the same kind of thing, either to tone up or to lose weight or maintain a weight and just live a healthier lifestyle. So I actually became a Beachbody coach. And what I like to do is help motivate other people to live a more healthy lifestyle and maybe make smarter choices, which enables them to get, you know, to become healthier, lose weight, or tone up, like I was saying, or put on muscle for that matter. So that's kind of my passion right now, basically. And so I go on to Facebook Live just so they can see the workouts that I'm doing. And there's a number of different workouts in these different DVD programs, which I actually have a website. It's part of my business. And, yeah.
Yeah, give your website.
Okay, so it's probably better if people would find me on Facebook and then I can send them a link to it. I don't know, because the website's kind of long. Mm-hmm. But so if you want to find me on Facebook, it's look up Jason Price. And that's JasonPrice. And I know there's a bunch of Jason Prices, but I'm the one in Pomona, and I'm kind of crouching down with my weights and everything in my profile picture. That's probably the best way to get a hold of me.
Okay.
And that way, you know, that or JasonEdwardPrice@yahoo.com.
Perfect. So do you give people like a few minutes to, you know, get ready? You say get your weights or, you know, well, would they join you?
Yeah, no, the whole thing about the Facebook Live deal is a lot of people just basically watch me and then they get interested in becoming more fit and doing some of the workouts. Because what I'll do is I'll spotlight a certain workout routine or DVD set, such as the 21-Day Fix. A lot of people know the 21-Day Fix or Insanity. A lot of people see those on infomercials. So I'll do the workout and then people come on there and comment and kind of cheer me along. And then I'll always have that kind of like a plug at the end, basically saying if anybody's interested in doing one of these workouts, contact me, and then I can give them all the information to get those programs.
That's really
cool. And then after that, I mentor them and, you know, what work with them with those whichever program they get and to get their desired results.
Well, it's great. You know, one of my friends, actually, Hazley Lopez, I'm going through my Facebook the other day, and I'm like, Hazley, you're like the national spokesperson for Slim Fast, and she's going to be on here. And she lost like, 30 pounds in 25 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, so if you put in Hazely Lopez, we're excited. She runs a Miss or Petite pageant, but she's got some exciting things to talk about for this new year. And And yeah, it was like really cool. So, you know, once you're in the industry of TV and film and you start to see your friends on TV and it's like, whoa, go girl, you know. But Jason, we want to thank you so much for calling in and talking to us about your workout. Do you have a question for Jason?
I do. Jason, this is Greg Raven. How are you today?
Hey, Greg. Good. Thank you.
Good.
Happy
now,
New Year.
Happy New Year. So now I have a question. I'm a lazy bum. and I don't have any workout equipment whatsoever. Now, if I were to join in on your live feed, I know there's a lot of people who don't have equipment. What would they now? How could this benefit me?
Well, like I said, I do the live feed as more of an example of saying, "Hey, this is what I do," and contact me later for any kind of DVD program that's available by Beachbody.
Mm-hmm.
However, some of the workouts that I do on the live feed, such as Insanity or Max 30, they don't need weights.
Good.
You don't have to have weights. It's body weight. So you could literally go on to my live feed when I do this and do it along with me because you don't need any weights. You just need a little bit of an area to kind of move back and forth a little bit. And it's not very big. You could do it almost in place.
Excellent.
A lot of the stuff, you know, if you can get down and do a push-up right in the area, that's all the area you need.
Good, because so. I know there's a lot of people who just don't. They use they use their treadmills for in between their couches, you know, and
exactly,
and, you know, and
right.
For clothes hangers and things like that, you know, as opposed to actually using them properly, and you know, and then you have people like me who just don't have anything. So I was just curious. So anyway, I'm sure there's a lot of people who would definitely benefit from that. So that's fantastic, Jason. Well, I wish you the best of luck.
Well, thanks a lot, Craig.
Alrighty.
I appreciate
that. That's Jason from California, and I know that area very well over there. Jason, thank you so much for calling in. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, Dawn.
Alrighty.
Thank you very much. Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate you having me on air, and I look forward to speaking to anybody that's interested in changing their lifestyle. Look me up on Facebook, Jason Price.
Perfect. All right, we'll talk about you coming back on and getting some good call-ins for the new year. Alrighty.
Sounds great. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Now, you know, I just got a text right now, Greg. The third annual Widescreen Festival is February 17th through the 19th, and that's going to be with Gerald Knowles, and that's in South Florida. And it's really cool because if you look here, he just texted me. We're going to go to the top of the hour. Hopefully Gerald can call in as well and talk about what he's doing. He's a film director. And he's putting together a cruise, you know, with film directors and producers.
You know, I think I've actually spoken to him before.
Oh, really?
He sounds familiar. I don't know if I have or not, but the name definitely rings a bell. I've done a couple podcasts with other companies and other people, and he sounds very familiar, but I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
Okay. Well, it's if you go to Gerald, J-A-R-R-O-L, J-A-R-R-O-D, Knowles, K-N-O-W-L-E-S on Facebook, add him, and you'll see everything up there. Hopefully we get him to call in. We're going to the top of the hour. Let's play our favorite music. He's looking at me.